Hey everybody, this is Michael Gabriel, and you're watching CMS TV.
The name of the band is KITSA, K-I-T-S-A. I guess they're kind of a local band. Local guys made their first record, band called KITSA, and the opener, Seeds of Famine, is a barn burner. Should be on Spotify. That one going up by request to, wish you'd put your name in your email there. D-O-O-D-B-R-O, whatever it is.
Dude, bro.
I get credit for it.
Dude, bro. Yeah, dude, bro, I guess.
Okay. All right. And just before that, we heard, Chill Out Dickwad by Australian Death Machine. That one going out by request, Anthony Carollo. And we had a request in there dedicated to Jackal from Skippy, 1974 by Rob Tognoni.
Rob Tognoni checking in.
T-O-G-N-O-N-I, 1974.
So I'm thinking that's the first time they've ever been played on this show.
Right, of course. So Jackal should feel right at home. It's 1974.
That's right.
Only 50 years ago. Being it funny. Is 2024 now.
That's right.
All right. So how should we wrap up the show here, Mr. Aiken? You got anything in particular?
I have one that I've been waiting to share with you. Hold on.
All right.
I'm a little disorganized. I ran in here late. All right. This one, it's no secret. You and I combined hate humanity.
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, if there was any part of you that still was holding out hope, it is officially dead.
Oh, right. I thought last week with that ugly woman and her Indian husband or boyfriend, that was like the end it now segment.
No, that was a good warm up.
All right.
For this one. This one will make you officially just quit. I have officially quit because of this story. Okay. I no longer believe anything can be saved. I believe we're just doomed. I'm waiting for death. Because here is the story. All right. I identify as a dog. I go to the bathroom outside, sleep in a crate, and have handlers.
Well, how is this different from the one who identified as a, was it a horse or a pony? Or we covered one like about a year ago or so.
About 2 weeks ago, didn't we? About the horse
No. I'm talking about the one who had, was it a horse or
a dog or something? I think it was like a dog and she ran around.
Didn't he actually like pull like a cart and like prance around like a horse or something?
I don't know. Dude, the sad part is we can't remember. There's so many of them now.
I know. It's just bizarre.
It's not bizarre. It's
wasn't there one that the other guy was a dog? He had a whole dog suit and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was, wasn't he like an Asian guy?
Might have been. I don't know. I don't retain these people because I wish they would die.
Yeah, but wasn't there one where they do horse training too? Where if you wanted to be a horse or something, they did horse training and they had these weekend. These weekend things where they were pulling like carts around and shit like that.
I don't remember. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I don't remember.
Right.
I mean, it's why are we not, where is, and I'm asking this legitimately, not to be funny. Why are we not prosecuting these people or treating these people as mentally ill?
Well, I agree with that. I don't know that prosecution is the correct
word. Not prosecution. I meant treating.
Why aren't they being institutionalized?
Yes. This is ridiculous. anybody that says this should be locked the fuck up.
I agree.
There should be no pass go, no discussing it, whatever. If this is what you do in real life, you should be locked the fuck up until you realize that you're not a fucking dog.
Well, here's the other question. If this person chooses to live this lifestyle, I don't know if you want to call it a lifestyle, who's supporting them?
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother issue. People should just be like, you're not a fucking dog. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, where do you get your meals? Where do you sleep? Who pays your bills? Where is your habitat? Who's providing this for you to allow you to live out this fantasy?
Dude, I 1000% agree. And they should be prosecuted.
I agree. That's what they,
for mental patient abuse.
Yeah, for allowing this to happen and you just go along with it.
Yeah. If I punch an old man every day, I get prosecuted. But these people are enabling this behavior. This ridiculous behavior. I agree with you. They should be prosecuted with like a serious crime.
Right.
This should be to excuse this and bring this person food and walk this person and lock it in a crate or whatever should be prosecutable somehow. Somehow as a felony. Felonious mental abuse or something. It's got to be a crime, isn't it?
You would think so.
It's unfucking believable. All right, I'll read the story. And this is another, I'm going to get on this fucking New York Post as well, because this is a big part of the problem too. They treat it like it's funny. This is put in here as, oh, look at this cute story. It's not put in here as, look at this fucking moron.
They don't treat it with disgust and disdain. They treat it as if it's sort of just like a cute tale.
Look at the first line. Every dog has its day, and doggone it, today is hers. Stop right there, Asia Grace Ryder, you're fired. Fired! How can the first line should be, mental patient that's not locked up thinks she's a dog. Is that not the first line to this story?
Well, it should be.
Sleeping in a crate, pooping outdoors, and being rewarded with doggy biscuits for good behavior seem like any pup's fantasy. But instead, streamer Meow Dallin is one happily assuming the carefree life of a canine.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Carefree life. So, who's supporting this or who's enabling this?
I don't know very many dogs that got a fucking phone. Somebody's supporting this nonsense. You want the truth? I'll bet you this fucking moron is making a shit ton of money on fucking whatever tube.
Yeah, of course. Because people are, you know, checking out the freak mm-hmm. show.
Gotta say, I don't want to agree with that, but I understand.
Right.
My name is Meow like a cat, but I am a dog. The pink-haired pup woman. See, they're going with it.
The pink-haired pup woman.
The pink-haired pup woman from the U.S. explained to hosts of the Australian radio broadcast, The Kylie and Jackie O Show, Wednesday.
That isn't our Kiss Freak fans, is it?
I hope not. I hope that not.
Kylie?
Yeah, thank God it's not Benny. It might be Kylie.
Right.
Or the Kyle. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. The Kyle and Jackie Show.
Oh, the Kyle and Jackie Show.
Yeah. Donning a pair of faux dog ears and a collar, Dallin Hoop refers to herself as dog girl and e-puppy, said she identifies as a dog and has fully immersed herself in the outre lifestyle, even when it comes to nighttime practices.
What are nighttime practices? Humping your leg?
shitting outside.
Is that what it is? That's nighttime practices?
I guess so.
Okay.
Being walked, maybe.
All right.
I know this. If I'm outside in public and I take a piss, I'm getting arrested. They should arrest this sick fuck for lifting her leg and fucking airing out that fucking canine cooter of hers.
Right. Or squatting. Squatting on the lawn. Taking a big, big turd on the lawn.
I don't want to see that either. I have pastel blankets and pastel pillows in there, Dalian added, of the dog cage she sleeps in every evening.
And who provided these pillows and these blankets?
Some mom, I'm sure. Something about being in a confined space, I don't know if it makes me feel safe from the world or makes me feel like the world is safe from me, but it feels comfort for sure. Dalian, who regularly regalia, what does that mean? Who regularly regales her over 15,000 Twitch viewers with her hound-like habits, including playing games of fetch and gnawing on bones, said she began embracing her big dog energy after becoming an independent adult.
When did that happen?
I have no idea. Look at this fucking fool. Look at this fool.
Yep.
The wonder that comes with play and just being enchanted with life around you is a beautiful thing, she said. I'm not sure if I ever put two and two together that I had to stop that whenever I became an adult. You're not an adult. You're pretending you're a dog. Only an adult in age. Good point, Fleisch. Good point. Maybe Michael Vick can adopt her.
Yeah, maybe she can drown her after with the dog fight.
Oh, God damn. I figured that once I make my own money and pay my own rent, then I can extra do anything I want, and I want it to be a dog.
All right. So what does she do to make money? On Twitch?
I'll bet it's on Twitch.
All right.
I'll bet she gets fucking idiots. She's like, I'll fucking lift my leg and show you my pussy while I pee for fucking $50 or more or something. I don't know. She's far from the only person turned pooch to make the species switch. See, we're accepting this.
Yeah, that as if this is just normal behavior.
We're now saying that you not only can pretend to be a woman if you're a guy or a guy if you're a woman, but now you can pretend to be an animal, and it's accepted. A Japanese man who adopted the name Good Boy recently spent over $15,000 on a hyper-realistic collie costume in order to fulfill his lifelong dream of becoming Lassie.
That's the one we talked about. That was
Put him down like a dog. Put that needle in his fucking neck and take him down.
And Chris will gladly rejoin the crematory to burn his
I will. I'll drive him to the vet if they'll put him down. I'll let him have the full dog experience. I'll take him to the vet and have him put him down.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 people who prefer to be recognized as man's best friend rather than human gathered at the Berlin Potsdamer Platz railroad station in Germany for a puppy play date in September. That would have been a great place for the fucking Gaza people to come and invade. They should have invaded that. The pack of faux four-legged friends prompted calls for animal control as they publicly howled and barked at one another.
Animal control. We need that in Chicago.
Stop it. A lot of dogs running around loose there?
Yeah, a lot of animals running loose in Chicago.
Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on over there.
I see. Dalian, too, enjoyed the company of others who freely indulge in her furball tomfoolery. I have handlers, the wild woman explained when asked if she had a boyfriend. They're kind of like dog trainers. They feed me, take me on walks. We practice training, which is one of my favorite things because I get treats, she said, including a fucking dick in the mouth. No.
Well, at least we know one thing. She enjoys doggy style.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably does. That's probably the only position she takes.
That's what I'm saying.
She probably never lays on her back and gets laid. Mm-mm. Adding that her snacks were often shredded chicken biscuits and jerky.
Why don't they feed her just like regular dog biscuits? If she's like a real dog, why don't they just feed her milk bone?
Yeah. I got something to feed her. Arsenic. The wannabe barker, this fucking article, this writer should be fired. Totally saying this like it's fine.
Yeah.
They should be saying, we need a doctor to fucking help this idiot. And not persecute her for her pain. Just a little side note there. Oh, she's white, so she'll get accurate pain medication.
Yeah, she doesn't have thick skin.
Yeah, that's true. The wannabe barker also claims to incorporate actual dog food in her diet, saying she and her team of three handlers often add bone broth and other human ingredients to spice up the otherwise bland meals. Yuck.
Do you think she's actually eating dog food?
Maybe dry. No way is she eating a can of Alpo. No way. It's funny, I don't have to pay anyone to spend time with me, said the cosplayer, adding that she doesn't have a sexual relationship with the handlers. Sure. Instead, she simply considers her assailants to be friends who share her interest in puppy play.
Puppy play. Well, puppy play. Again, that's the whole thing, is I think that one story we had was called horseplay or something.
Yeah.
Snacks, Chad. he had like a whole bridle set up and the whole thing, and they just had reins and the whole thing and just kind of led him around like a crowd.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Yeah.
This writer should be gassed along with her. I definitely agree with that. Let's see. What's crazy is that there are dudes that are way into this freak. I agree with that too.
Yeah, there are.
They're just as nuts.
Yeah.
How do you even explain this? How do you go to like your mom or somebody and say, yeah, you know, I'm not really dating anybody, but this girl, she thinks she's a dog and I walk her at night.
Well, here's the thing. She's an issue in itself. Mm-hmm. It's the enablers who should be the ones who should be, analyzed to allow this to go on.
Yeah. How come none of these three handlers are saying, let's get you some help?
Yeah. Who's allowing this to happen? I mean, she's obviously being photographed in a home somewhere. So who's the one who's allowing her to act this out?
Yeah, I know.
And why is it okay with them for this to go on?
She might pay them. Or if she's doing $1,000 every time she's on Twitch, she might pay them.
Right. Well, not that she's paying them. Maybe they're collecting the money.
Maybe. Could be too. Yeah. I don't know. What a fucking goofball. But Dalian does hope that others will begin embracing her inner Fido as a way of life.
Her inner Fido.
Her inner Fido.
Yeah. So what's worse, this chick acting out like she's a dog, or Sebastian Bach acting like a 14-year-old in his bedroom, air guitaring to his own music?
Well, Sebastian's a fool, but not this foolish. Although, did we not see porn video of Sebastian Bach playing fetch with some chick?
Yeah, he did.
We did at some point. So Sebastian might be into this. Who knows? I believe there is a primal animal inside of everybody, she said. It's part of our humanity.
Well, we are animals. We're as Enough's Enough so eloquently named one of their albums, Animals with Human Intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an Enough's Enough?
That's a name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Acknowledging my primal animalistic side almost makes me feel more human.
Well, you are human.
Yeah. You should feel only human.
You're more human than human is
Rob's. That's right. Thing. That's right. But until the world agrees to share her dog's eye point of view, see, they're saying this like it's coming. It's soon to be reality.
Right, right. More people are going to be coming out as dogs.
Yeah. Dalian is masterfully ignoring hateful looks and shady rebukes of disapproving detractors. Of course, of disapproving detractors.
It's not hateful. It's disgust and disdain. It's not.
And pity. And pity. I pity this person for not having anybody around her to get her the help she needs.
Right. Or allowed her to do this to begin with.
Yeah. I don't find myself focusing on other people and their reactions toward me because I'm so in the moment of just chasing the ball, being the dog.
Yeah.
Dalian said of the shock her antics receive when she's publicly living as a puppy.
Right.
I want to sit and perform for whoever is my focus. Good Lord.
In other words, I don't want to be like an adult human. I just want to be a puppy and play.
She needs to fucking sit and perform for the front end of a speeding bus. Be dead like a lot of other dogs.
Right.
Would you like to see some of this video?
Yeah, I'd like to see the video. You're teasing me here. I want to see the video. I want to see this. And here's what's interesting. If she's truly a dog, why is she wearing clothes?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And has she let the fur grow where it'll grow? That's what I want to know.
Why is she dressed as a human? Why is she wearing clothes if she's truly a dog?
Because she's not. She's fucking crazy kook.
Right.
All right, here we go.
My name is Meow, like a cat, but I am a dog.
Why did you call yourself Meow then?
You know, it's kind of like whenever you have a really small dog, like a Chihuahua, and you name it Hercules.
What happens when I hit this thing? Do you react?
I don't like that.
It's a dog controller.
Oh, she's a Dalmatian.
Of course.
She doesn't have any spots, though.
Maybe because they're covered with the clothes.
Okay.
Or maybe that's what this shirt is. The shirt might be the spot.
But she's got pink hair. I don't remember seeing a Dalmatian with pink fur.
Not yet.
Okay.
She's the first.
All right. Who applies the makeup to her face?
The vet?
She's got the streaks across her face and across her bridge of her nose and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
She stinks. All right, here we go. Got the teeth sharpened up.
Either that or they're just like prosthetics. Yeah, they're prosthetics.
Yeah. Got the nails sharpened up. What is going on in this world, man? I don't want to be here anymore. Do you want to still be part of this?
Not that, no.
But this is what we're supposed to talk. And then they're talking about this would be hate speech if we don't refer to her as a dog.
Right.
Fuck out of here with this shit.
I want you arrested.
Yeah, you didn't refer to me as a canine.
Yeah.
This is the end, dude. How do we come back from this?
I don't know. I think it's just a matter of adopting a different way of life as far as like people having deciding that we need to wipe these people off the face of the earth.
Do you think that's what's going to happen at some point? There'll be the uprising and people just start shooting these people.
I think it'll be widely accepted that, yeah, you don't belong. We need to wipe you out.
Yeah. Wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me either.
Do you think it starts here or somewhere else?
This is the U.S., so I'm thinking with our Constitution, I don't think it'll start here. I think it'll start over in Europe, maybe Germany, maybe Russia.
Right.
Because they're a little less feeling about stuff over there, and they're just like, yeah, this doesn't fly here.
What do you think guys like Putin think when they see this shit?
Well, he's laughing. It's like, look at the weakness America is portraying. This is why we are going to dominate you.
Yeah, it's true. Probably some truth to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of truth to that as well.
Unreal.
Yeah. Well, I got a story I think that'll wrap up the show.
Yeah, because this one's done.
Oof. Yeah. All right. Well, this is right here in our country as well.
Okay.
Georgia men are accused of blowing up a woman's home and planning to release a python to eat her child.
Wow. Now that's a headline.
Two Georgia men are facing charges after allegedly bombing a house with a homemade explosive, conspiring to quote unquote scalp the victim and planning to release a large python snake to eat another victim, according to the officials. Stephen Glosser, 37, and Caleb Kinsey, 34, of Richmond Hill, are indicted federally last week on several charges related to the explosion of Bryan County woman's home in January.
Now, let me just to be clear, these are white guys, right?
I'm assuming so.
Because this just screams white guy crime.
Yeah, Stephen Glosser, that's not a Swede name. No. Caleb, that's not a Swede name.
No. But the crime itself is not a Swede crime.
No, it's not.
Blowing up a house and then sending in a snake behind it? That is a white guy crime.
Right, of course. The initial incident occurred on January 13th of 2023. In a press conference following the following month, Bryan County Sheriff Mark Crow said the explosion was so powerful that it blew bricks off the resident and left behind a roughly 2x2 foot crater in the concrete driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like this in my 26 years of being in law enforcement, Crow said. When I arrived on the scene, I had no idea of the devastation that I would see at the home. It's almost like a tornado went off inside the home with all the debris and the damage. In Thursday's press release, now what?
No, I'm just laughing at this story.
In Thursday's press release, officials say that the men had plotted a variety of tactics meant to intimidate and potentially harm or even kill the victim. The indictment alleges that from December 2022 to January of 2023, Glosser and Kinsey used electronic communications to place the victim under surveillance with the intent to kill, injure, harass, or intimidate. The pair allegedly used cell phones to create plans to harass the victim, conspire to shoot arrows into her door, release a large python into the victim's home to eat the victim's daughter, mail dog feces and dead rats to her home, scalp her, and ultimately blow up her house.
Jesus Christ. Now that's a crime.
There's a lot of planning going on here.
All right, what's worse, these two guys or the dog girl?
I'm thinking these two guys.
You think they're worse?
Yeah, these guys spent a whole year thinking, what if we mail some dog shit from the dog girl to her?
Yeah.
And release a python and blow up the house, and then we're going to scalp her. And that, did you
right.
listen to the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No.
Never saw it.
Mm-mm.
Then I can't make a reference that'll make any sense to you.
Sorry.
The men also allegedly located the victim's home online, mapped out a path to her path to get there, and then built an explosive at Glosser's home using Tannerite. Are you familiar with Tannerite?
Tannerite, no.
Well, if Tannerite, a lot of guys who go to like gun ranges and stuff, it's an explosive that if you shoot at it, it'll just like blow shit up.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I've seen it at the range.
This stuff is just amazing. When you shoot Tannerite, it's just this goes just boom.
Wow.
Look up on YouTube. See if you can find anything like Tannerite explosion. It's like Tannerite. Tannerite. Tannerite explosion. I mean, this shit is lethal. And for some reason, it's legal to buy. And you can take it out and take it out to the range and maybe put it in like some kind of a junk car or something like that and then shoot at it. And a lot of these guys do this. They go out and there you go. This is a perfect one. I think I've even seen this. This thing will come back at you like 100 miles an hour.
All right. Let's see this. All right.
Yeah, this is a bad shot.
Jesus.
See what I mean? You shoot that shit, it'll come back at you at 1,000 miles an hour.
What the heck?
No shit. Wow.
You can't even get out of the way fast enough. It is so explosive.
Wow. All right.
That guy is a shit shot. Holy cow.
Yeah, it took him three shots to hit a fucking washing machine.
It took him four shots to hit that. Go back and see if you can do that again. And he's not that far away.
One.
Two. Three.
Yes! Yeah, he's a bad shot.
It took him four shots to hit that.
The only thing I can think of is that he was scared of the recoil on it. Like he was scared that it was going to hit him, so he was a little wobbly on his shot.
That's exactly what happened. It came right back at him.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Anyway, the man also allegedly located the victim's home online, mapped out a path to get there, and then built an explosive at Glosser's home using Tannerite purchased online.
Ah, good.
This was the device ultimately used to blow up the home, which the victim had just moved into the day before the incident. Luckily, everyone escaped with no injuries. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives later said that Glosser had met the victim through a dating app, and the two had a casual relationship until things went sour, leading them to block each other. Evidence discovered during the investigation also uncovered plans the pair both, evidence discovered during the investigation also uncovered plans the pair, both former members of the U.S. Air Force, made up to blow up a courthouse and go after the former co-worker.
What a...
These guys had nothing better to do with their lives.
He was this mad that this chick dumped him.
Yeah.
That he blew up her house and tried to kill her kid with a snake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kinsey was later arrested in Louisiana while Glosser was still in the local area at the time of the arrest. Kinsey was initially charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, while Glosser was charged with possession, transporting, and receiving explosives. The two have since had their charges adjusted to stalking, using an explosive to commit other felony offenses, conspiracy to use an explosive to commit a felony, and possession of an unregistered destructive device. Kinsey also is charged with the false statement during a purchase of a firearm and possession of firearms by a convicted felon. The conspiracy charge carries a statutory penalty of upon conviction of up to 20 years in prison, with an additional 10 years upon conviction of the charge of using an explosive to commit a felony.
Using a snake to eat a baby is not a fucking crime?
I guess not, but the Tannerite and the firearm charges, pretty serious shit.
Yeah, no kidding. Good and Lord.
So that just goes to show you that pussy, that's some pretty powerful stuff.
That girl must fuck like a bronco.
Well, there you are. I think maybe the title of this segment should be "Pussy is like Tannerite." So, but holy shit, conspiring with your friend and go, you know, this fucking bitch, you know what she did? He goes, dude, I think we ought to release a python in her house and eat her small child. What do you think of that? I think we ought to get some Tannerite and blow her ass up. What do you think?
I can beat that. Let's get some Tannerite.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, I use Google Maps. I found out where she lives now, you know.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, let's go over there and, like, blow her ass up. What do you think about that?
I wonder if these dicks wore, like, Columbine coats and shit too when they did this.
They probably wore 5'11" gear, you know. Tactical weaponry.
Yeah, the tactical vests and all that shit. Yeah.
They were like sneaking around. Did you ever see the movie Animal House?
Yeah, sure.
I remember John Belushi when he was sneaking up on the sorority house. He's like doing all these moves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
See if you can find that on YouTube real quick. John Belushi, Animal House, sorority, something or other. He's like acting like he's sneaking up on the house and trying not to be detected. That's what these guys were doing.
Is this it? Maybe.
Like sneaking up on the sorority.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hold on.
Just funny, man. This is like, holy shit. How much of a vendetta do you have to go out there and go, you know what, dude, this fucking bitch, we went out to Applebee's, Chris's favorite first date place. Yeah. And she just was like not into me and stuff, man. She deserves to fucking die.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a snake and you get some explosives.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
There it is. Perfect. That's these guys. They got their tactical gear on, sneaking up on the house with those python. Come on, dude. Come on. Bring the Tannerite. That's exactly what that comes to mind.
It is. It's funny.
Dude, bring the Tannerite. Don't forget the python, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to release the python crate. In the bitch's house. She deserves it, man. She fucked me over. I had to pay the whole bill. She didn't even offer to split it with me, man.
Bitch.
It was $29.50.
She owes me $14. Let's kill her.
I could have bought a case of beer with that dude.
Yeah, she deserves death for screwing me like that.
Yeah, fuck her, man.
Bitch. Jeez, oh man. What a fucking bunch of idiots.
So there we are. We live in a world of idiots.
We really did. Dude, this, I'm telling you, man, the dog thing did it for me. I literally think I broke. I'm broken, as Pantera once said.
I'm broken.
I'm completely broken from humanity. And these two stories just reaffirm why. You can't tell me that you can't just walk away from some girlfriend without blowing up her house.
Yeah, well, she did me wrong, dude.
Okay. My ex-wife didn't do me exactly right, and I never once thought about blowing up her house or investing in a python to kill her.
Well, you should have.
I guess I should have.
Yeah, you fucking suck, man.
Maybe I failed. Maybe you I failed have. At my revenge.
You're the god that failed.
That's right. this world is just done. It's just done.
I agree. Man, well, I think that's going to wrap up the show.
Yeah, I'd say so. We gave
you and
enough.
I are going to be back on Thursday. We're going to review the new Hannah Gadsby Netflix special.
Can't wait for that. We're going
to point and make fun of Hannah Gadsby on Thursday. So if you're a subscriber to the CMS Locals, we will begin broadcast at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. Hope to see you all there.
Hopefully, everybody who subscribes, all 98 of you.
That's right.
Will be there.
Yep. All you got to do, just one more time, classicmetalshow.locals.com.
All right.
Just go there, sign up, and you're in.
All right. So we're going to come back and bestow upon you some of our greatness and our comedy genius.
That's right.
All right. We appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight. And thank you for your patronage and hanging out and being a part of the CMS. The CMS Army, man.
Yeah, man. The Legion.
The Legion. The CMS Legion.
That's right.
And we'll be back on Thursday, 7:30. Be here. Be square. All that shit.
Yipper.
And since you brought it up, one of my favorite Pantera releases, Far Beyond Driven, you brought up I'm Broken, which is a great tune. So I think I'll end the show with that.
Never get an argument for me with Pantera.
All right. We're going to be back Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Hopefully you people who are subscribers to the CMS Locals will be there, and we'll do some funny shit for you. Okay. So until Thursday, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Agan.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids.
The internet has changed the game to where you don't need millions of dollars to own your own viable radio or TV station. A good concept and a great streaming platform are all you need. We've got that platform for you. I'll Get Drunk Noise is the best place to stream your very own online radio or TV station. We offer 24/7 scheduling, on-demand options, the ability to go live on your channels, and much, much more. Sell and plug in your own advertisements within your programming as you see fit. Our stations are fully licensed and legal. It's all here for you, so get started today Just visit www.uncontrolledNoise.com and let us know you are ready to broadcast. Uncontrolled Noise, your best place for online radio and television stations.